Well, we're joined now this morning by Dr. Thomas McCann, the first male traveller in Ireland to get a PhD. Dr. McCann, good morning. How does that feel?
Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
It feels like a relief.
Was it a long slog?
It was, yeah. It was a very long slog, you know. It was kind of both a personal journey and a political journey. So I think that's what kept me going throughout the journey, you know. Yeah. And of course, the support that I got from both supervisors and family and indeed others, you know.
And you follow in the steps of three great traveller women, Dr. Cindy Joyce, Dr. Rosalind McDonough, Dr. Hannah McGinley. Why is it, Thomas, why is it more challenging for travellers to pursue education to this level?
Well, I think there's a number of different challenges, Audrey. One is, of course, the educational disadvantage from a very young age. I mean, I left school probably around 11 and a half, like many other travellers. So I didn't do a leaving or a junior cert. So I think that's one challenge that many travellers have. I think then, of course, you know, kind of the exclusion and the racism that travellers face, that there was very little expectation in the education system for travellers that it would go on, and particularly for my generation, and indeed in some instances yet, you know, that they will go on and do something. So there wasn't really an expectation that they were going to kind of progress beyond, you know, there was no expectation for them in education, you know. So, and that was also the case in my case. So but racism as well, and of course then poverty, you know, kind of because due to high unemployment among travellers, it's very difficult for them to get the resources to go on to college, and particularly if they have a family, you know. Many travellers have come back to college as mature students part-time, you know.
Is it changing now though, Thomas? Do you notice any change?
I think there are changes, and there are kind of more opportunities for individuals coming in, you know, kind of. And as you said, like, you know, Cindy and Rosaline and Hannah and myself and other travellers. But on the ground, things haven't changed greatly. And I mean, all the research shows us that as well, that things haven't changed greatly for the majority of travellers on the ground in terms of, if you look at accommodation and all these things impact on a person's ability to go on to particularly third level education, accommodation, you know, there's a lack of traveller accommodation, growing homelessness, you know. Very high rates of unemployment among travellers, you know, 70-80%, many would claim, you know.
And you have been an advocate for the travelling community for, my goodness, it's 40 years, I think, at this point. And you did your PhD in relation to the struggle for human rights, community work within the travelling community. What stood out for you from your research?
I think there was a few things that, you know, well, I had maybe there was three main objectives, I think, Audrey, in terms of, you know, one was to tell the story of the struggle of travellers' human rights, because, as I say, it was also a personal journey. I lived in many of the places where, you know, where travel rights started out in terms of Cherry Orchard and Ballyfermot in the 1960s and then right through to the 1980s and indeed up to the present day. So I wanted to tell a story from a traveller perspective and from community work perspective and from community workers that was involved in the struggle. And then look at the kind of, look at some of the drivers, look at the driver of anti-traveller racism, because we know that, you know, that travellers face systemic and structural racism and indeed individual racism. But looking at the drivers of that, what drives that, you know? And one of the things that did certainly stand out in my thesis was that's driven by a sedentarist ideology. And what I mean by that is that there's a belief that settled culture is superior and sees traveller culture as inferior. Mm-hmm. And that's what really kind of, because a lot of the terminology has changed, and even the policies, and indeed the recent kind of, not so recent now, but recognition of traveller culture by the Irish state. However, it hasn't, them policies and kind of terminology hasn't really translated into change on the ground for many travellers.
Thomas, have a great day. We leave it there.
Indeed.
It's a brilliant day for you and your family, and your family having to put up with you for all those years doing the PhD.
Absolutely, yeah.
Have a brilliant day. Thanks a million.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much.
Thank you. Dr. Thomas McCann there, the first male traveller in Ireland to get a PhD.